Hello.
Hi, Miss Davis. This is Randy Reese calling you back on a recorded line about.
Okay, I'm good now.
I sent you a text message. I'm assuming you didn't get it.
Oh, okay. I think I did get it, and I was on my way back to my room, so I'm back to my room now.
Oh, okay. So sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Everyone in the house is sick.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. You know, there's a couple of people here, too. I hope it's not that stomach illness that's going around.
That's what I think it is, because we all are going to the bathroom.
Yes. If you need to take a break during this call, there's no issue with that, and I'll get through it for you as quickly as I can.
Good, I'm good right now.
Good. And trust me, I know the feeling. And hang on to my number as well in case for some reason you need to reach back out to me, okay?
Okay.
Now, again, I'm going to start at the real beginning, but I'll go as quickly as I can for you, but I'll go as slow as you would like me to as well, Ms. Davis, okay?
Okay.
Now, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
No, because I already had, you know, that happened in 2007, so I remember, you know, everything.
Okay. So you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
No, I don't.
Okay. How come you don't want to see?
I mean,
have you gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Oh, no.
Okay. So the criteria, this is in 2007 is still fine. Okay. I do go all the way back before that. Let's just say.
Okay. Then we can do whatever we need to do then.
Okay. So let me ask you again, Ms. Davis, and if you don't meet the criteria, I promise I'll tell you. All right. But would you like to see if you do meet the criteria to participate in this Depo-Provera lawsuit? Okay. And just to confirm, you have not gotten an attorney to assist you with filing the claim, correct, Natasha?
No.
Okay.
I have not.
And I just have to ask that question one more time. It's really just so make sure we're not stepping on anyone's toes. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not got legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this matter, but most importantly, Ms. Davis, you've not signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that?
I did not. The answer is no.
No, you have not signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you, Ms.
And
Davis.
No, I don't have an attorney.
Thank you, Ms. Davis. I appreciate that. Now, you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, that's correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you're the injured party, correct?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Now, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Now, what was your injury after you took Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Well, what happened was I was starting to get headaches, blurriness, like short and long memory loss. And then I was more, my menstruation was more coming out heavy and blood clots and stuff like that. But what happened was the headaches was just so severe and stuff. So I had to go see a neurologist and stuff like that and different doctors.
Yes, ma'am. And what did the neurologist tell you? What was the actual term that they used to diagnose your injury?
Well, they said it was because of the Depo-Provera, that the usage of it was causing the headaches really, really bad and the blurriness and stuff. So they said it's from the Depo-Provera. As soon as they said that, of course, I had to get an MRI and CAT scan. And I had a small tumor. They said it was like three centimeters. It wasn't big. But they call it, excuse me, because I do not know how to pronounce what the name of it was, like a mini megoma, MINIGEOMA. That's what it was.
Can I confirm to you that you're telling me the word is meningioma?
That's it. Meningioma.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
I can't pronounce that word for nothing.
No, a lot of ladies, a lot of us do, I should say. I had to say it about 20 times, to be honest with you, before taking these claims.
Okay. Maybe I need to say it 20 times, too.
Okay. So, and thank you. You gave me enough information to where I don't feel that I was giving you that answer. Okay. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Now, where was that tumor located?
It was located on the side of in my head, like in my brain part. Because they only had to cut a square.
We're going to get into that in a second. So, you poor thing. Now, to the best of your memory, what was the date of your diagnosis, Ms. Davis?
I was diagnosed in, I was
Take your time. Just think about it for a little bit. Think about, here's how I help people remember things. Think about life events that might have happened. You know what I'm saying? I usually try to go with birthdays, maybe starting school. You said it was 2007, so that was quite a while ago.
Right.
You sound very young. Okay.
Thank you. I'm 52.
Okay.
So it was in September of 2007. I remember that because I was 35 years old.
Okay. So do you think it would have been towards the beginning of September? If you had to just estimate approximately the date in September of 2007, do you think that was?
I would say maybe around September 10th of 2007.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, what is your date of birth, young lady?
It's July 27th, 1972.
1972. Okay, July 27th of 1972.
Yes.
I'm older than you.
Oh, wow. You don't sound like it.
No, we're both spring chickens. How's that? okay. Now, I had mentioned this on the last call. Please, I'm really about awareness on this particular claim, and I want to make sure that ladies know about it because a lot of ladies really don't. So all I'm going to tell you here is if you know anybody else that used that depo, and I know it's been a long time, but please pass on my name and phone number to them, okay?
I sure will. As a matter of fact, my girlfriend, she was on there, the depo barrel shots as well, so I would definitely call her today. I saw a couple of more people who I know that was on there. And
please.
It was like different scenarios too. Like
okay, good,
a lot of
and
stuff.
Even if they don't have a claim, well, let's not just assume that. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to talk to them and figure out if there's not a claim. Like I said to you in the beginning of the call, I would tell you, listen, we don't have a claim. I mean, if we get to that point on this, I would tell you the same thing. So again, don't hesitate to pass on my information. That would be my job to sort that out, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And so I will. I would be calling him today.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, Ms. Davis, when you took the Depo-Provera, was it the pill or the shot?
It was the shot.
Okay. Now, do you remember, was it the brand name Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, sure it was.
Okay. Well, you would know because they call generic something else. It's not called Depo-Provera. Do you ever remember it being called something else?
No.
Okay. How many years did you use the depo for?
Okay, I started around April of 2006, but I had stopped July 2007 because of the headaches, blurriness, the memory, long and short term. And so that's why I stopped it.
Okay.
The doctor made me stop it.
Thank you for sharing that. So basically you used it for a little bit more than a year because you said you went from April 2006 to July of 2007. So that
– yes.
Well, you're going to tell me here in a second, but I think I know because they have a certain time frame in which they administer that shot. So you went over a year. So I'm going to put, we know we went over a year, so we're going to put a year. Now, within that year, this one's a little confusing, so if you need me to explain this, I will. I think you'll get it, though. Within that year, can you confirm that you got at least 4 injections before you got your diagnosis of meningioma?
Yes.
Thank you.
Because
right.
It was actually, now we're counting, it was a year and 3 months to be exact.
Right. Correct. So how many shots total do you think you got?
I would say about 5.
That's what I got.
I would say it was every 3 months. So
thank you. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. I had already counted that out, so we're on the same page.
Oh, okay.
Because I do know they give it every 3 months. Now, did you use the – here's the question that we started with where you didn't think you were going to make this. So listen to this question and give me your best answer, please. Did you use the Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Just only when 2006 to 2007.
So that's a yes. You did use it between January 1st, 1992 and the present date, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Now, you told me that you started using it in approximately, April of 2006, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that would be, say, the beginning of April, do you remember?
Yes, around the beginning of April.
Okay. And then you knew when you stopped taking it. Well, hold on, let me fix that.
Yes.
I know you told me already, 2006. Okay. And just to confirm, you stopped in July of 2007. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely, because that's my birthday, so I know that for sure.
Oh, happy birthday. I'm going to get to that in a second.
In July.
Okay. What do you think approximately the date was that you got that last shot in July? Approximately.
I would say around, it was the middle, so just around the 14th.
Okay. Of 2007. Thank you. What day is your birthday?
Yes. The 27th.
The 27th
of July.
I think you told me that already. Yes, you did. It's way up there, but that's when I said I'm older than you. Okay. I remember now. Okay. Now, you did tell me, but just to confirm, the main injury or medical problem, it is the meningioma, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Please confirm your gender for me.
A female.
And then for your first name, I have N-A-T-A. S-H-A, is that correct?
Yes.
And then for your last name, I have D-A-V-I-S, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your Social Security number, Natasha?
It's 352-701307.
Thank you, ma'am.
Do you want...
Go ahead.
I'll go ask you on my license, because I still have my married name on there. I didn't never have a chance to go put it. On my license, it got Natasha D. Rendell. So did
hold
you
on,
want
hold
what's
on, hold
my
on,
license?
Hold on. Let me see if that question's
okay.
asked, because
okay.
Let me put this in the notes, okay? When you were getting the shot, how did your last name? Well, no. It's not so important about the shot. More so, when you got your diagnosis, in other words, when you got your diagnosis and then got your treatment, what was your last name?
So that Rendell. So
okay.
I'm going to spell that for you.
Hold on. R-E-N.
Okay.
R-E-N.
Take
your time. No,
R-E-N. Uh-huh. D-E-L-L.
God, it's almost like my name, Randall, but it's Rendell.
Yeah, when you sent me that, I looked at them. Oh, they got me under the Rendell already. I said, but
okay.
It's spelled wrong.
Okay. So I'm going to have to go back because in the section where I'm putting this note, I'm going to see how I don't want to word this. That was your married name?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
My maiden name is Davis. My married
gotcha.
Name is Rendell, but it's still Rendell on my license.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that. Let me just make a note here.
Okay.
In 2007, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank
yes.
you. Now, can you confirm for me that your medical records do exist?
Yes.
And do you have my chart by chance?
I do, but I don't know how to get into it. I got to still try to get into it because I just went for some tests and I've got to find out all my results.
Okay. But
so
the basic,
I'm
you do have access to my
it.
Chart. You just haven't logged in
yes.
yet, correct?
Okay. Yes.
And then as far as the records go, if the attorneys need you to, would you be able to provide those records by mail or electronically?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me go back up. Thank you. I've got the married name was Rendell, R-E-N-D-E-L-L, correct?
Yes.
All I had, and I'm joking again, but all I had to do was take my name and change the A's to L's, like Wheel of Fortune or something, right? Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that. Now, let me go back
That's
up.
That's okay. We all got to laugh now.
We do. I try. I really do. The subject is not the greatest subject in the world, so if we could keep it, you know, as to what it is.
Yeah.
And Ms. Davis, let me just confirm. I was at your Social Security, 352-70-1307.
Yes.
And then your email is natashadavis317@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then this number, 757-670-7226. Is this a mobile phone, young lady?
Yes.
And do you prefer to be contacted via text, phone, or email?
I prefer text.
Okay, you got it. And Ms. Davis, what is your address, please?
It's 1302 RICA Court, Virginia Beach, Virginia. 23453.
Thank you, ma'am. And when you got the Depo-Provera, was that administered by a doctor, medical staff, or did you self-inject?
No, I went to the doctors and got it.
Okay. And Do you remember, was it the doctor, was it a nurse? Do you remember who came out and gave you the shot, or was it always the same person? Do you remember?
It was like a medical assistant.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, medical assistant.
Okay, hold on. Let me make some notes here. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, this is, you had mentioned to me already, but just to confirm, you believe that you got a total of 5 injections, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And so it was the attending staff, so it wasn't always the same person that gave you the shot. Where did you go to get that shot? Do you remember? And I can look this up on Google.
Yes. It was Dr. Group for Women.
Okay. Yes, do you remember what's the name of the doctor's group
women? Yes, uh-huh.
Okay,
group doctor. For women, and that's located. I want to say that's still Virginia Beach because it's like on a borderline,
okay.
Virginia Beach or either Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay, I've heard of all these places, but I'm in California, so I don't know them. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Women's
and you know
health.
There, you when you go there, it's a group of different doctors.
Correct. And I found it, actually. It's Women's Health Center of
okay.
West Virginia, correct?
Yes. It's, no, not West Virginia, Virginia Beach.
Okay, Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
It looks like they have more
Virginia
than one
Beach?
Location. It looks like they have more,
oh,
more than one.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. I'll find the one.
It's on Kentville Road.
Okay, we'll get it here. Bear with me.
Okay. If they don't pop up Virginia Beach, then try Norfolk.
Okay. Is it called the Group for Women?
Group for Women, yes.
In Norfolk, there it is. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And I have it on Kempsville Road, correctly, like you said.
Yep, that's it.
And it's located inside the Centerly Hospital.
Yeah, well, on the side of Centerly Hospital.
Well, I see the picture, so I should have said on the side.
Oh, okay.
They have a
okay.
picture. They have actually really good reviews there, too. And it's
oh,
got
yes,
to,
bear definitely.
With me while I copy and paste this.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. And the address. And thank you for confirming that was Kempsville Road, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. And so that was the attending staff. It wasn't always the same. Do you remember the doctor that prescribed it to you?
Yes, Dr. Daniel.
Daniel?
Okay. Yes, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, Daniel.
That's his last name?
Yes.
Okay, Dr.
Daniel. I don't know his first name.
And that's at the same location?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let me more copy and paste, and so bear with me. Thank you for
your
patience.
Okay, take
again.
Your time.
Thank you, ma'am. And a lot of these, so just sometimes in some of the smaller areas, they'll send them off somewhere else, and they just want to be able to find the records is all. So thank you for knowing that. Okay, and I'm going. Now, you didn't have to go somewhere else to pick that up. When you went to the group for women, they already had that shot. In other words, they had a pharmacy there. Is that correct?
No, they give you the shot in the room.
Right. But you didn't like have to go to Walgreens and pick it up and then take
no,
it to
the... No.
Thank you. So in other words, they had it there.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. So more copying and pasting. The last one. Okay, now we're just about there again. Thank you for your patience and for being so thorough. Now, when you got your diagnosis, do you remember, did they find out through a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
Both.
Okay. Now, you mentioned to me earlier on this call your neurologist. Do you remember the name of your neurologist?
Yes, it was Dr. What was his name? Start with a B. Dr. Bernardo, and I'm going to spell his last name.
Okay, please do.
Okay, because I don't want to say it wrong. O-R,
okay.
I remember. And then D-O-N-E-Z. That's how I remember because the done is in the middle.
O-R. Go ahead, say it again, please.
D-O-N-E and a Z.
Okay. That's kind of unique.
Yeah, you're bond. Like
and I get
that.
You for not wanting to butcher it, too. I do get that.
I know, right?
Right. Because you and I have easy names, and we don't have to deal with that, right?
So, yes.
And there he is. Okay.
And he was a male doctor.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Okay, and I found him as well.
Daddy, you were in California, know everybody.
No, I find him on here. Now, this is not the female Alice Ordenez, is it?
No, it's a male.
Okay.
Dr. There, Bernardo.
I found him. I found him. He's also in Virginia. Yes, he's a neurosurgeon. Oh.
Yes.
He has good reviews. He's our age. Oh, I revealed my age. He's 63. He's 63. Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Now, did you go see him in Chesapeake?
I went, yes. Well, I think it was in Chesapeake.
On 300 Medical Parkway, Suite 206?
Yes.
Okay, that's his address.
I think it was.
Okay, that's his address. So if you saw him at a different location, chances are they'll have those records.
Okay.
And that was at the Chesapeake Regional Medical Specialty for Neurosurgery? Does that ring a bell? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, good. Well, that's where he's at, and it's right by your house.
Okay.
So,
yeah, because where I live is right. You can get to Chesapeake. You can get to everywhere. Norfolk, like in a quick.
You're near the state line, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, so you're about to go to North Carolina, or even Baltimore to Dover, Baltimore, whatever they call it. Yes. It, to me, right here, you could get to places really fast.
Right. Now, I've been to North Carolina, but I've never gone the other way.
Okay.
So let's see.
Like if you go through Emporia from Virginia Beach to go to Emporia, that's about 2 hours and you're in North Carolina.
Okay.
But you also can go the other way and be in Moyock, North Carolina within like 35 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And now he's a neurosurgeon. Thank you. Have you ever been out to California?
I have. L.A. and Oakland and San Francisco. I love it.
Well, you wouldn't want to come right now because,
LA,
well, L.A. is kind of burnt, so wait till they rebuild it and come back, and maybe you'll like it this time. Okay?
Okay. It's just so much smog. When I got
off
the plane and then going to get the rental car, I immediately needed my inhaler.
Yeah, I know. Albuterol, it's worse now, too. People suffer
I love
that.
Oakland now. Oakland got some good food.
They do.
Yes.
Ms. Davis, before you had this terrible thing happen to you with the meningioma, had you ever got diagnosed with cancer before that?
No, never.
And had you ever received any radiation treatment before you got meningioma?
No, never.
And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
Well, it had the surgery, and they took out the, they said it was the size, like I said, of three, like little centimeters.
Then
once after the surgery, I did have the radiation after that.
Okay.
Did you need the name, did you need to know where I had surgery at?
I'm going to ask you that in 1 second. Let me make sure that I type this, the 3 centimeter tumor, and then the radiation. And did you have immunotherapy too?
A who?
It's called immunotherapy. It's like vitamins and things they give you through IV when you're getting the radiation. Not everybody gets it, but a lot do.
No, they didn't give me that.
Okay. And then as far as the treating doctor, was that Dr. Ordenez, however you say it, O-R-D-E-N-E-Z?
Yes.
Okay, let me copy and paste that. And was that at Chesapeake as well?
Yes, but I got my radiation done at the hospital, though.
Okay. That's the treatment. What was the hospital?
It was Centerra Virginia Beach General Hospital.
How do you spell the first word?
Okay, Centerra is S-E-N-T-A-R-A, Virginia Beach. So, yeah, it's called Centerra Virginia Beach General Hospital.
You are so thorough. I found it. Thank you. I didn't want to stop you. But it's on First Colonial Road?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. Let me just copy that stuff. Thank you so much. Okay, like I was saying while I'm doing this copying and pasting, you wouldn't want to come right now because they say they've wiped out 25 years of the air getting better with this virus.
Really?
So, so if you were here a long time ago, it's probably not any better. But it was. It really was. The air was getting so much better. It really was. But these fires, they literally look like a bomb went off.
Oh, my God.
They do. They can't even possibly show it to you all on TV. No, I'm south of it, so the only thing I get is the ash and the bad air.
Oh, my goodness. So you're close to L.A.?
We're about, I would say, 45 minutes from Los Angeles, maybe 30 minutes on a good day.
Wow.
Right, but we're near the coast so we get pretty good air here.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it was 2 years ago, we were in the heart of it. I don't know if you remember, we got fires 2 years ago. Literally, this place was in the heart of it. Right. So we skipped it this time. Sorry.
Wow. Yeah, because I never heard it about L.A. And like houses are now burning down. It's like, literally, am I right, where the Hollywood and stuff
yep.
is? Is that
you
where
are
the
correct.
Fires is, right?
You are correct. Hollywood
oh
Hills.
God.
Right. Let me continue on. I'm so sorry I get sidetracked.
Okay.
You're a very, very friendly person to talk to.
Thank you.
Ma'am, in your family, are you aware of any history of meningioma?
No.
Okay. And then were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
Yes, I was. 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Do you remember approximately the dates that you were hospitalized?
It was,
Well, it probably would have been shortly after your diagnosis date.
Right.
Okay.
I want to say it's July, August. I want to say September. September of 2007.
Okay. Beginning of the month, middle of the month?
I'll say the beginning of September.
Okay. So I'll put the 1st of September 2007, and that should steer me into the right directions for your medical records, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then?
That's when it was. It had to be around September, yep.
Do you remember about approximately how many days you were hospitalized for?
Yeah, it was around 2 weeks.
Oh, you poor thing. So from about the 1st to the 15th, you were hospitalized? Approximately.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. And it mainly was because they wanted to make sure no swelling and, you know, like just making sure it didn't regrowth and the swelling and making sure that no blood, you know.
Monitor the situation, of course.
Have surgery on your head.
Of course.
Yeah, it's just mainly for, just to make sure, I guess what you'll call it, making sure that nothing is going wrong.
Complications is what you're looking for.
Yes, there you go.
Making sure there's no complications. And we did note the surgery removed the 3-centimeter tumor, radiation, no family history of meningioma. Yes, you were hospitalized approximately September 1st through September 15th, both of 2007. Married name was Rendell in 2007. You were in the hospital for 2 weeks. And are they still monitoring your situation?
No, it's okay now. But okay. I mean, I have headaches still, but I do see a different neurosurgeon now, and he's in Norfolk. It's just because of headaches. So I see a neurosurgeon, and I also see a neurosurgeon specialist as well.
Okay, I'm going to make sure that's in the notes. Bear with me. Still sees specialist.
Yes. So there's two different people, though.
Okay, that's okay.
One of them is like Dr. Bernardo Ordonez. I think that's his name. I don't know. But I go to Dr. Paul Mitchell because after the radiation and everything, you know, when everything came back clear, I was okay. But then I started back having headaches and stuff, and that's why, you know, I started
going to see another one. No, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be nervous of a reoccurrence happening.
Exactly, right.
No, I
and
know. You poor thing. I'm so sorry.
And they actually gave me amitriptyline. I'm on, and then I just saw her. Matter of fact, Monday, my neuro specialist, her name is Dr. Lena Wong, and she gave me some type of new drug. My son is actually going to pick it up as we speak.
What's her name, Dr. Lena Wong?
Yes, that Dr. Lena. I want to L E N A Wong W A N G. That's how you spell. I got the card right here.
I got it. You're okay.
Oh, you found her? Okay.
Yeah. Where do you see her at?
On Kempfield Road, 6161 Kempfield Road.
Kempfield Road?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's, I'm like, again, I think it's north of Virginia or either Virginia Beach, because it's right across the street from Sitara Lee Hospital.
Okay. Thank you. It's actually not even required, but the more information you give me, the better. Now, you have her card in her hand.
Okay.
What's her phone number?
Okay, you got a phone number? I didn't find her card.
Okay, hold on, I'll find it.
If you want to look it up, if not, you want me to look it up?
No, I'll do it. No.
Okay. Yeah, Mina Wong. She's a.
She came right up. She came right up. She came right up.
Oh, she did. Okay. Because
the only thing
I'm
gonna. It's Lina, and I'm fixed it.
Oh, okay.
And her number is 757.
So is it W-O-N-G or W-A-N-G?
You were right on the last name, W-A-N-G.
Okay.
And her number is 757-461-5400.
Okay.
And yes, she is on 6161 Campville Road. Number 315 is her suite number.
That's right.
Okay, hold on.
I see her, and then I see Dr. Paul Mitchell, he's a neurosurgeon too, but that's definitely in Norfolk.
Okay.
That's across the street from Norfolk General Hospital.
Okay, I've got that as well. You've given me plenty. Thank you. All right, let me just make sure we got everything. Okay, now, you ready for this?
Yes.
Maybe this may be the last question, okay? We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This would ensure that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time. Now, Natasha, this precaution, it helps. Okay, I know. I got to finish telling you this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we have found it necessary. So could you give me the first name, phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe of someone?
Yes, I'm going to give you my son's number. His name is Terrence.
Terrence?
Yes, T-E-R-R-E-N-C-E.
I had it with an A. Okay, Terrence.
and then yes.
Phone number, please.
Davis.
Okay.
Yes, Terrence Davis.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, his phone number is 757-202-8317.
Thank you, ma'am. And you said he was your son.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, let me just make sure I've
done it. He's my emergency contact as well. Him and
yes,
his wife.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, okay, good. good. I have my daughter.
I live with them, so.
Okay. Oh, good for you. I'm going to be revealing. My son lives with me, and he easily could afford to live somewhere else, but I want him living with me. I like it.
You like it?
That's
good.
I do. Sounds like you do, too.
Boring sometimes you have to come home by yourself, not unless you're married, you know.
Well, I am, but
me,
still.
I'm not married.
Okay.
Yeah, like me, I enjoy my kids.
I do, too. That's why we had them.
Yes.
Okay, we're just about done doing some copying and pasting. And I'm glad that we spoke a little bit because I realized that you had thought that you weren't going to qualify for this because of the time frame, but they're going all the way back, as you heard in the interview, the dates that they're going all the way back. So again, the reason I bring that up again is because don't let any other ladies think the same thing that, oh, this was way back in the early 2000s, late 90s. I couldn't possibly. Well, they should call me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, you get
that. That's right.
Okay, let me see where we're at with
this.
Let's make sure. Okay. Now, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Like if somebody email you and they need it for my signature?
Well, what I'm going to do is text it to you, actually. But yes, that's exactly what I'm asking you.
Oh, yes. I think I have. Yeah.
Okay. I'll help you with it. It's super easy.
Okay.
And it is kind of, here's what I say to folks our age. It is kind of the wave of the future, so you probably should get used to doing it, okay?
Okay.
People are buying cars and things.
Thing.
Go ahead, Neil. Yeah,
is it like the same thing as e-signature?
Exactly the same thing.
Okay.
But this is actually a really common format, so let me just make sure that I have what I'm looking for. There it is. Okay, let me look over the document as I get it ready. Now, this will come to your email as well as your phone. Do you happen to have
–
can you put me on speakerphone?
Yes, I got you on speakerphone.
Okay, cool. Now, you should be getting a text message right now from me. It's Randall Reese.
Okay, got it. I opened it up.
And then it's going to ask you to click on a link and agree to receive information from me electronically. Do you see that?
Okay. Would I hit review document first?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Sorry. Anything you're going to, you're better. I don't see what you see. So anything you're going to want to touch is going to be in the yellow.
Okay. Okay. And here we go.
And don't be afraid to touch anything. Yeah. You can't mess it up.
Okay.
It won't let you. It won't let you. Yes, I agree. Thank you.
Okay. And yes. All right. Wow. Okay. Security clerk. Okay. Continue to view. Okay. Continue.
Thank you. And I'm right here. I'm right here. You're doing perfect.
Okay. So, okay. Now it says please sign. And it has, it don't have your face though. It says Randall Reese.
Okay. What do you see in the yellow?
I don't see no yellow.
Do you see anything in the
yellow? Probably actually, let me click the bottom. There we go. Continue for yellow.
There you go. There we go. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Okay. Then Martin Law Group. Do I hit start?
Yep, hit start. You're doing perfect.
Okay, start.
Perfect.
All right. Okay. And I see now it's red and the yellow, but it also says next. Want me to hit next?
What do you see in the yellow? Because I think one of the things it's going to ask you to do is to make a signature.
Okay, it said require sign here.
Okay, touch that. Make a signature in that box. Is that what you see?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so with my hand?
Yes, ma'am. Or your finger. And then hit adopt and sign.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Oh, here it goes. Draw your signature. I just had to hit that button. Oh, yeah, I did do this before.
Perfect.
But you made it more easier. Okay. I can't get my last name hardly in there. I wrote to me from the
You can hit Claire and do it again if you want.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I need to give me one of them pens.
Stylus pen, they're called. They are called stylus pens. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, so do I hit the bottom where it says adopt and sign?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Okay, so they want me to sign here.
And then you'll hit continue. Yep, and then hit continue.
It says... Okay, say finish.
Hit finish.
Okay. Because it was only two signatures?
That's correct.
Need it? Okay.
Let me check the document and make sure I got it back from you correctly.
Okay.
I'm having fun with this. I hope you can see that or hear that or feel that or whatever.
It's nice.
Okay, good. Okay, I do have the document back. And let's make sure. So you're all good on that. And then I'm sending you another text message, and it's on the same string of text that I sent you. One of them is, can I call you now? The other one, the top one is my name, Randy Reese. It is like the peanut butter cups, ma'am, so you can remember that pretty easily. And the number that I sent you on that is my direct line to my desk. So I have voicemail on that. I receive text messages. So, again, if you have any additional questions, as I said, if you have any additional questions or anything like that, you are more than welcome to reach out to me. Then I sent you another text message right now, and this is the attorney, Ben Martin. He is going to be giving He's going to be giving you an introductory call, usually within the next 24 to 48 hours. If he doesn't get a hold of you, they will leave you a voice message. You won't have to go through the intake like what you just went through with me. It's going to be more of an introductory verification type call. Okay.
Okay.
And if you have any questions about that or any questions at all, you're more than welcome to ask them or reach back out to me. If you're more comfortable talking to me, that is fine. And again, please feel free to pass on my name and number to any other ladies.
Definitely am.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah. And your direct number, is this the 949, correct?
That is correct, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
And so, again, if you think of anything else.
And then
else,
I got Martin number.
Yes, ma'am. And a copy of that document, Natasha, that you signed is automatically deposited into your email box already. So you don't need to download the DocuSign app. It's probably asking you to download. You don't have to download that. Please, you don't need it.
No.
And anything else, pertinent would be coming directly to your email. But for now, we're good, unless I made any mistakes, in which case I would reach back out to you to correct my mistake. But I think we're good. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Ma'am, you have a blessed day. It's truly, truly been a pleasure talking with you, okay?
You too. You too as well. You have a great week, a whole week.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Thank you, Ms. Davis.
Okay, thank
take
you.
Take care now, okay? Bye-bye.
And I'm going to put your, I'm gonna put all of this, for, I'm going to save it in my phone.
Please do. Please do, okay?
Okay. All right.
Have
thank
a blessed
so
day,
much.
Ma'am. You too.
You too. Bye.
So long.
Okay.